Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman, an honor for the U.S. President-elect, says Donald Trump. Time magazine named President-elect Donald Trump as its annual Person of the Year Wednesday, citing for better or worse the influence he held throughout 2016. During a telephone interview on NBC's Today Show, just after the announcement was made, Trump called it a great honor.
When you say divided states of America, I didn't divide them. They're divided now. I mean, there's a lot of division. And we're going to put it back together, and we're going to have a country that's very well healed, and we're going to be a great economic force, and we're going to build up our military and safety, and we're going to do a lot of great things, and it's going to be something very special. But to be on the cover of Time magazine as the Person of the Year is a tremendous honor.
Time managing editor Nancy Gibbs wrote in an essay for the magazine saying that it's hard to measure the scale of Trump's disruption within the political arena, and reminded readers that Time editors select the Person of the Year based on who had the greatest impact of the news. Rescue crews, some of them working with heavy equipment, search through rubble for people who may be trapped after an earthquake that struck Indonesia today. Local officials say at least 97 people were dead, hundreds more injured in Pidijaya, the district closest to the quake's epicenter on the northern end of Indonesia's Sumatra Island. The shaking brought down dozens of buildings, including mosques, stores, and homes. The U.S. Geological Survey said the magnitude 6.5 quake was centered near the town of Rulut. Indonesia's Climate, Meteorology, and Geophysics Agency said the earthquake did not generate a tsunami. This is VOA News. Syrian